A congressional race that sounds like the plot of a crime movie is playing out in New York's Staten Island. Republican Congressman Michael Grimm was once an FBI agent. He went undercover by the name Mikey Suits. Well, now he's a target of federal prosecutors and faces a 20-count indictment. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, despite that, Grimm stands a decent chance of being reelected next week.
You might remember Michael Grimm as the U.S. representative who threatened to throw a TV reporter off a balcony with the camera rolling.
Let me be clear to you.
Grimm didn't like getting questions about a federal investigation into his finances. And it wasn't a hollow threat. Grimm is a former Marine who still looks the part. Grimm has since apologized, most recently at a debate on Tuesday night.
What I would say is, look, at the end of the day, yes, I'm a United States Marine and I'm tenacious. Doesn't mean you should act inappropriate or say something that you shouldn't say, but I doubt there's anyone in the audience here tonight that hasn't said something they regretted. That's why you apologize.
Then there are the federal charges Grimm faces, 20 of them, including tax evasion and perjury tied to the Manhattan restaurant he owned before he went to Congress. Grimm denies the charges, but that doesn't stop his opponent, Dominic Recchia, from bringing them up a lot.
This district deserved better. After January, if he wins, he doesn't have to worry about his trial. He's going to be worried about defending himself. His number one priority is staying out of jail. My number one priority is the people of this district.
Recchia was able to raise a lot of money from Democrats who sensed a rare chance to win a seat on Republican turf. But the race is not playing out the way they hoped. A poll in September showed Grimm ahead by 4 points. And interviews with Grimm's constituents suggest that many are still giving him, not federal prosecutors, the benefit of the doubt.
He's been charged. He hasn't been convicted.
I think Michael Grimm has done a great deal for Staten Island. He's really been there for the families after Storm Sandy.
The man is a decent man, and he's getting railroaded by a bunch of bums.
That's Dennis Semenza, Rosalind Shine, and Joe Magnani of Staten Island. And it's not just Grimm's record that is attractive to some of his constituents, like this woman, who would identify herself only as Jeannie.
Michael Grimm could put his shoes under my bed anytime with those beautiful blue eyes.
Staten Island is the last Republican bastion in New York City, especially the neighborhoods on the East and South Shore, a suburban-style sprawl of single-family homes and strip malls. It's literally the only congressional district out of 13 in the city that's held by the GOP, and resident Dennis Semenza says that's not likely to change.
If you go around, you see all the art signs, the 80-90% for Grimm. I'm not saying he's perfect, but all in all, he's better than this guy that's running against him.
That guy is Dominic Recchia, a former city councilman. He's at a bit of a disadvantage with Staten Islanders because he lives in Brooklyn, in a small chunk of the district that is not on the island. Recchia has also hurt himself on the campaign trail. When a reporter asked about his foreign policy experience, Recchia talked about running a foreign exchange program at a local school, which provoked this from Jon Stewart at The Daily Show.
Foreign policy, what? I met a Japanese exchange student. It's all good.
The district has its share of Democrats, too, particularly in Brooklyn and at the north end of Staten Island near the ferry terminal.
Please make your way to the doors. Please make your way to the doors.
But voters there, like Michael Califra and Brian Nelson, don't seem thrilled with Recchia either.
I'm not very impressed with his campaign or the way he speaks, but he's the guy. He's the nominee, and so I'm going to vote for him.
In a case like this, it seems to me we're kind of stuck with, you go with the least of the evils.
Whether Michael Grimm wins or not, the next Congress will convene in Washington in the new year, and Grimm will be due back in Brooklyn in February to stand trial. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.